On Daf Yud Beis, Omid Aleph, and we're about 8 lines down from the top. And this is a brisa regarding the laws of Hotzon Erev Shabbos, right before Chashecha Tani Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Yotzei Odom Etfilin Barev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Im Chashecha means Somach LeChashecha. We're not afraid that if he wears his tefillin on Erev Shabbos Somach LeChashecha, he might go out with his tefillin on after nightfall, when it's Shabbos, my timer. Why aren't we choshesh for this? The Gemara answers: Came of the Omer Rabba Barahuna Chayev Odom LeMashmesh BeTfilin Kol Shavisha. With regard to tefillin, there's an Iser Hesech Hadas. A person wearing tefillin has to be constantly aware of his wearing of tefillin. Yesh Lachu Shemi Yafiach Bahem. Therefore, once he's chayev to be mashmesh all the time, then he'll be aware of the tefillin. And how does Rabba know that he has to be mashmish with tefillin called Shah? Kal v'chomer mitzitz. Because Kedusha's tefillin is even greater than the Kedusha that sits, that was worn on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, with regard to which, matzitz she'ein bo el azkara achas omer tor v'hoya al mitzcho tomid. Tzitz only has one azkara of Shem Hashem. It says on the tzitz, Kodesh Lashem. And yet the Torah says that it has to be on his forehead, Tomid. And what does the word Tomid teach me? Shelo yasiach dai tu mimenu. That with regard to tzitz, since it has the Shem Hashem, there's an Iser Hesech Hadas. And that's why he has to be Mamashmesh Kol Shah, that he shouldn't have Hesech Hadas. And now the Gemara says the following. Kal v'chomer in the case of tefillin, sheyesh bahem askaros harbe. He doesn't tell you exactly how many askaros there are. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the number is 21. In any event, there are a lot of askaros in the tefillin, both in the shel yad and the same amount in the shel rosh. And therefore, is alachas kama v'kama. How much more so that there is an iser heschadas, and therefore he has to be mamashmesh Bitfilov Kol Shah. Hilkach, since he has to be Mimashmesh Bitfilin Kol Shah, therefore now in Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, he's going to be Mimashmesh in his Tfilin, and Midkar Dochalu will remind himself that the Tfilin are on his body, and therefore he'll take them off before Knisas HaShabbos. The Gemara brings a brisa as far as Zahirus in Hotzah b'Shabbos is Sur Tanya Chananya Omer Chayv Adon L'Mashmesh Bebigdo B'Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. He has to constantly be aware of his begodim and see and check out Samach L'Shecha, so it shouldn't be Koruch Bebeged Shum Davar. We'll explain that as we go along. Am Rav Yosef Hilchas HaRabsa L'Shabbosa. So let's go back now to the discussion about tefillin. Tosis in Masech Yoma on Daf Ches has a kasha pircha on this kal v'chomer. It says the tzitz, although it only has one shame, nevertheless that shame is begilui, and therefore there's an isur hesech hadas. But parshas tefillin are all covered by the batim, the R of the tefillin. So perhaps, despite the ribui of askaros, there's no isur and there's no issue of Hesech Hadas because the Shemos are hidden. And he rejects the answer that maybe the Batim and the Ritzuas of the Tefillin have Shin Dalad Yud Begilui. That's not a Ksav Gomer, he says. And the Shin that's on Batei HaTefillin is Halacha Moshe MiSinai. But the Dalad itself and the Yud in the Ritzuos, that's not Halacha Moshe MiSinai. And furthermore, the tzitz has a shem amiyuchad of 4 osios, and that's more chomer than the shem shin dalad yud. The Tosis answers that really this is not a kal v'chomer. This is not a strict kal v'chomer min haTorah. It's a kal v'chomer min rabbanon, and this is what it means. That when it says that there's a churman tzitz above and beyond tefillin, and that could be true, but nevertheless, since he has a certain chashivus of tefillin, which exceeds beyond that of the tzitz, although these multiple Azkaras are hidden, it's a svara to say the Chachamim on a Drabon level would require a takana that a person should be mamashmish in his tefillin kol shah kadei shalo yasiach daitu mehem. Now there's another difficulty here, because it's mashmir here that the Kedushas tefillin is more chamor than Kedushas hatzitz. And the Kohen Gadol is indeed osur lagbia yodo bebirchas konim lamalim hatzitz. Because of the Kedushas tzitz, he's not allowed to raise his arms above the tzitz. The other Kohanim, who are not wearing a tzitz, are allowed to raise their hands above their heads, but not the Kohen Gadol who's wearing the tzitz. And afshe tefillin b'rosham, all these Kohanim, when they lift up their arms, they are wearing tefillin. The Kohen Gadol who's wearing the tzitz is not allowed to lift up his arms above the tzitz. The other Kohanim, despite the fact they're wearing tefillin, since they don't have a tzitz, they're allowed to lift their arms. So it seems that the Kedushas tzitz is greater than the Kedusha of tefillin. And the Reim says that when the Gemara says that tefillin are chamuros min atzitz, because of the ribui azkaros, that's only as far as mishmash kol shah. Kidei shelo yiflu v'iram subugadav, that he v'iraglav, he should make sure that he doesn't drop the tefillin and maybe he'll step on them. And with regard to this, it doesn't make any difference if the shemos of the tefillin are mechusos, they're underneath, they're concealed. But as far as other inyanim, the tzitz is more chomer than tefillin, because the Shem Hashem in the tzitz is megula. So again, if we had time for an Ian Shir, this would be an excellent topic about the two dimensions of Kedusha. To what extent does tzitz have a greater Kedusha in one dimension, but on the other hand, tefillin has a greater dimension of Kedusha because of the Azkaras Harbeh. And therefore it makes sense that the mishmush of tefillin should be derived from a kal v'chomer from tzitz, because in one element of the equation, the Kedushas tefillin supersedes that of the tzitz. Now, if he's walking on Shabbos, on Shabbos itself he's wearing tefillin, since there's no chiyuv of tefillin, then he's not chayv to be mashmish by him. So the chiyuv mishmish is all part of the chiyuv tefillin. But we're afraid when he goes out with his tefillin at Erev Shabbos, maybe he'll wear them on Shabbos and he'll walk around with them. And therefore, since he has a chiyuv, he's going to be mashmish, and he won't forget about the fact that it's Shabbos. So he'll take them off before Shabbos. Now the Miri asks the following question. Even though he's going to remember his tefillin that he's wearing through mishmush, nevertheless, when he sees himself wearing them, and he wears them in the same way that he wears it the rest of the week, he may forget that it's Shabbos. He may think it's Chol. The Gemara's premise here is that we're afraid he may forget that he's wearing tefillin, but what about the fact that he knows he's wearing tefillin, he might forget it's Shabbos? And the Meiri says that once he's memashmish b'tefillin, that's going to remind him of everything that's mutal, of all his responsibilities with regard to tefillin, and one of them is to take them off before it gets dark. But if his lev is pone l'divrei chol, then eino rogel memashmish b'tefillin. But because of the Kedushas tefillin, his lev, his awareness, is connected to the tefillin. Now, what would be the nature of the isur lotzeis im atfilin b'shabbos? Is it d'oraisa or is it d'rabbana? So, on the one hand, as we'll see later on in Daf Samach Aleph, anything that's derech malbush is not subject to otzah, and he's wearing his tefillin. But nevertheless, if not for the fact that he was memashmesh, we'd still say it's also lotzis imam erev Shabbos, imcha sheicha, because he might forget, and he might walk out with his tefillin on Shabbos. Isn't this a case of gzera l'gzera? Because even if he would carry the tefillin, meaning wear the tefillin, he would be in violation only of a derabbanan, because it's derech malbush. So the answer is, afil l'rava she'eno gozer gzera, it's going to be komakon kan af rava, the so that since he's wearing it like he would wear it during the week, then it's almost Karv Levade that he's going to go out with them on Shabbos. And that's not called a Gzera L'Gzera, when one of the two Gzeras is Karv Levade. The Ritva says that the reason why they would be Gozer, even because of an Issa Drabanan, is because if he reminds himself on Shabbos that he's not supposed to be wearing tefillin, Asulo L'Zarka Mimenu, in other words, he's going to have to wear the tefillin and he'll violate this Issa B'mezit, and therefore we make our Chaka Yisera. Fine. Could be, says the Miri, that the reason why the Gemara mentions Mishmashir is to cover Abayashita, that there is Gozer and Gzer L'Gzer with regard to Otzah. Now we get to the Mishnah of Lo Yefale Es Kalev. A person shouldn't clean his garments of Kinim. Iboilu, the Gemara has a suffix about this din of Lo Yefale Es Kalev. Is it Bayom? Shema Yarog? And it reflects the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, as we'll soon see, that Kina is a problem of Meleches Netilas Neshama. Or perhaps Lo Yefales Kalev is something that's Asur only at night. So again, the first side in the Suffolk is that the Isur of the Issa D'Rabban of Lo Yefales Kalev applies both by night and by day. The second possibility is it only applies by night. In the second possibility, the reason why it only applies by night is because we're afraid that he might look for the Kinim L'Or Aner and he might be Mata, in which case the two Gzeros here go together of Lo Yefale and Lo Yikra L'Or Aner. They're both based on the fact that perhaps he will use the Or Aner and he'll come to be Mata the Or Aner. The first side of the Gemara is Bayom, that it's only by day. Shema Yara goes some. In other words, at night, we're not afraid of Shema Yikul or Aner. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about by day, even by day, of course, by night as well. And since the Gzera is because he might kill the Kedim, and he's going to violate the Issa Netilas Neshama according to Rabbi Eliezer, therefore, the Issa applies both by night and by day. There's no difference between day and night. That's the first side in the Gemara. Shema Yaragosam Rabbi Lazahi, the Sanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha Horeg Kina B'Shabbos Chayv Chatos Kiilu Horeg Gamal. Even if he killed a gigantic animal, even if he killed a kina, it's all the same. And when it says in the Mishnah Yikuli or Aner, that's a chashash of Shema Yata. That's a different chashash. That's a different gzera. That applies by night. O Dilma, perhaps the Iser of Lo Yafle is Shavayu is like the Iser of Lo Yikuli or Aner. And the chashash of Shema Yata, and that applies at night and only at night. Poses Divri Amaskel Shema says that there's a machlokas Rishonim regarding Rabbi Eliezer Shita that a Horeg Kina B'Shabbos Chayev. According to Rav Yosef Mirolainish, the Rebbe Mirolainish, he says that a Kina Shchora HaKofetzes, that's the case where Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with Chachomim and he says Yechai for the Hariga. But a Kina HaRocheshes, which is called a Parosh, he's Chayev Al Yugosa even according to Chachomim, because that's a Kina that's Parah of a Rabba. However, Rabbi Nitam says, and he brings many rais for this against the Rimi Arlinish, and he holds that the Shchora Kofetzes hi aparush shel divrei kol chayev al harigosa v'kina rocheshes. That's the kina that's mentioned here, and about that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, and where our psak is then mutal laharga b'Shabbos according to Beis Hillel. Rabbi Nechananel, on the other hand, says that the kina about which is a machlokas is the parush, and kina, generally speaking, is called Parush, and even the Chacham Moda to Rabbi Eliezer that Yechayv al Harigosa, it means that the Gemara only quotes Rabbi Eliezer because Rabbi Eliezer expands the Iser Kina, but even the Chacham would agree in this particular Kina. Toshma, let's be posted this suffix from a Braisa, Ein Polin V'Ein Koron L'Oraner. It sounds like the Oraner is an explanation that goes back even on Ein Polin, which means that the reason for Ein Polin is because we're worried that it'll be Mata Es Haner. So the Gemara says, Nein, Me alima mimasnisin. This diuk is not even stronger than our Mishnah. In the Mishnah itself, it says at the end liaraner, and nevertheless, the Gemara has a suffek as to whether or not the liaraner is going back on harigas kina in the case of lo yifla, and therefore you don't have better proof from the brisa than you have from the Mishnah itself. Just like in the Mishnah, you would say that lo yifla might be independent of Liar and Ner, despite the fact that Liar and Ner is given as an explanation in the Mishnah, so too in the Brisa. So we could say that Lo Yifla, Lo Yifala is independent of Liar and Ner. Toshma, but we'll bring a proof from a Brisa. Ain Pol in Liar and Ner. The Ain Kor in Liar and Ner. It says explicitly that the reason why you're not allowed to be Pola is because you're doing it Liar and Ner. And Elu Min halochos sha'amru be'alias Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goron. When the Chacham went up to the Aliyah, to the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiya, to ask various questions and investigate certain halachic issues, there were 18 halachos that were formulated up there in the Aliyah of Rav Chananya. And Shmamino, we see clearly the Travai both halachos, namely Shema, namely Lo Yafla and Lo Yikol Aner, of both Bishum Shemayate, Shmamino, we have a clear-cut indication for this price. So, Omer Abiyud Omer Shmuel, Afilu Lahavchin Bein Bigdo Levigde Ishto. When we talk about Liar Ner, it means even if you have to look at two garments, one is a female garment, the other is a male garment. They really are different one from the other. Now, and I'm sorry, because back in the day, his and hers were very similar. It was very hard to differentiate between the two. You have to look carefully in the Or HaNer, and therefore there's a chashash of Shema Yata. Mefarshim say that there's a special chidush, an extra chidush in Lo Yikol HaNer, because in the case of Lo Yafla, there he needs a lot of iyun very carefully to try to find the kinim. They're very small, and therefore we would assume that the Shemayat applies there, but not in the case of Kriya, which doesn't require such meticulous evil. The Gemara now quotes another edition of Rava, and that is Amar Rava La Amaran Ella Debnei Machoza. With regard to this Isur of checking the Begadim Liara Ner, that's only for Bnei Ir Machoza. They were Mefunakim, and they didn't have much malacha to do, and therefore the bigdayim were rechavim, they were very wide, the men were wide begadim, like rich people, and that was similar to bigday noshim, and you needed a great deal of iyun to look in depth, to be mavchim bein bigday ishto lebegadim. Aval, divinei chakloisa, in the case of the kfarim, these people were busy working in the fields, made the yadi, there was a very clear difference between Big Day Gvarim and Big Day Noshim. And therefore, since Big Day Gvarim were tight, were sort of narrow on the bottom, in order that it shouldn't interfere with the malacha that they did, Big Day Noshim were wide on the bottom, they didn't do the malacha that the men had to do, therefore they don't need such iyun in order to be mavchin between the two begadim. And therefore, in that place, in those kfarim, it's mutter to use the aron ner. There's no gzeira shemayata. Most Rava adds something else. Ubnei mechoza nami lo amar. And even in the case of Bnei mechoza, we said the begadim are very, very similar, and it's wide. Even the men's begadim are wide on the outside, and therefore there's a gzeira of shemayata. That only applies ella dizkenos, only with regard to the begadim of the older women, because they were a little bit more narrow. In the big day, Anoshim, the Bnei Mechuza, were a little bit wider, and therefore there was a similarity between the two. Aval Dielados, the Begadim of the Elados, of the younger women, were a Chavimio, they were very wide at the Begadim, and therefore the big day Anoshim were not similar to their Begadim, who made the Yad, and therefore it's very easy to tell the difference between the two and classify them, and therefore you're allowed to be Mavchin Liar and Ner, there's no Gzeir Hashem Yad. Ton Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa. Ein Polin Bishus HaRabim. And this is an Isur Mipnei Kavod HaOvrim Shom. Something that looks a little bit repulsive when you start pulling out little lice from your begadim, you should not do that als derech eretz in Rishus HaRabim. These are even during the weekday. This has nothing to do with Shabbos. This is a din of kovid of the people. Shalom Yim Asu Mishum Kach. They shouldn't be repulsed by your checking and plucking out these little the little bugs. Kayotzim say Omar of Yehuda. We have in the name of Yehuda Yamilei Samin say in the name of Nachamnya. Ein osim afik tizon be rishus harabim mibnei akovod. Afik tizon is some sort of system which brings you to vomit, and vomiting in rishus harabim is not something that you want to do, and it's not kovodik for the bnei rishus harabim. Torah Rabbanu, we learned in a brisa. Mafale es kelov. When a person removes the kinim from his godim on Shabbos, molel, he's allowed on Shabbos to do molel, which means he can squeeze between his fingers the kinim in order to weaken them so that they don't go back on top of him or on top of the begodim and enter into the begodim again. Vizorik, and he throws them out. Ubilvad, as long as he's careful, shalol yaharog, as long as he's careful that he shouldn't kill them. And that means that when he does the melila, he should only do it, just to rub it a little bit and weaken the kinim, but not to kill the kinim, not by pushing them together and killing them, because that would be a violation of meleches, shonchei to meleches, netilas neshama. Now, it could be that this Iser is only drabbanon, and therefore they weren't gozer on melila, that maybe he'll come to do hariga. That's what Rashi says, dira maschil molel. Abashol Omer notel vizorek ubilvad shelo yimlo. Abashol says that you're only allowed to take the kinim off if you begin and throw them out. You're not allowed to crush them in any way, even slightly, because we have a chashash, maybe he'll come to kill them. And he holds, Abashol, that there's an isur d'oraisa to kill kinim on Shabbos. It would seem from Rashi, dira maschil molel, that what we're looking here in Abashol is really a reflection of what we saw earlier in Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Hahorei Kinu V'Shabbos is Chayav. And therefore, when we talk about an Issa Doraisa, and therefore we're going to prohibit Liyimlol because it might come to Hariga, that reflects the Shita Rabbi Eliezer, that killing Kinim on Shabbos is a Doraisa. But Tosis, Dibra Maschil Notel, says that everything here seems to be topsy-turvy, because Rabbi Eliezer says that it's Asur Lahaflos, and not just Limlo, whereas Abashol was Matir Liflos. He only asked Melila. Very strange, they both have one Shita, namely that the killing Kinim is a violation of a Doraisa, then why is it that Rabbi Eliezer is saying that not only is Molel Osir, but even Liflos is Osir? And yet, Abashol is Matir Liflos. So Tos suggests that in the Maskoras HaSugya, the Gemara is actually proving from the Mishnah that prohibited Liflos Kinim Begodov only on Leil Shabbos because of Shashamiyata. But the Maskona, even Rabbi Eliezer would be Matir Liflos Biyom because there's no Shashamiyafle, but he only asks Shalo Yimlo, in which case Rabbi Eliezer and Abashol are reflecting the same Shita. Tosus himself interprets that even Abashol would hold like the Chachamim, the Midrash, you're allowed to kill Kinim against Rabbi Eliezer, but there was a Gzera on Melilas Kinim Yishu Melilas Parosh. And in the case of Parosh, as we discussed earlier, there would be, according to Shita Satosus, an Isu Darais going to everyone if he kills the Parosh. And it's all part of one Gzera. Tana Rabbanu, we learned to the Braisa. Oh, that Braisa we did. Omer Avuna Locha Molel Vizeu Kvodo. You're allowed to be Molel the Kinim, throw them out, and that's called Kavod. He's Machlish the Kinim. He doesn't kill them because, as we said before, he's not allowed to kill them. And not only that, it seems that even during the weekday, he shouldn't be killing him because that's most. That's really something discussion. Afilu bechol, he should do the molel, but not the hariga. Rabba makatalahu, Rabba would kill the kinim on Shabbos. And apparently, he holds that makata is yoda viragla shalkina, meaning that he doesn't actually directly kill the kina, but he cuts down the body of the kina in such a way that it is weakened. Now, if you take a look at the Bach, that's the way he learns the sugya But Tosus, on the other hand, quotes the Riva, Dibra Maskel Rabbah, to the effect that the Kavon is that he would kill the Kinim during Chol. And that's a continuation of what we saw in Rav Huna, who said that even on Chol, you're molel vizorek vizel kvodo, but he shouldn't be killing the Kinim. In any event, Rabbah did something that came close to killing the Kinim. The Rav Shesh is also Mekatel, who Rava Shadi Lulakana Demaya. Rava would throw them into some sort of a sefel, some sort of container receptacle that had water in it. And according to the Riva, in Tosis, the Masul Rava, we're talking about Chol. And the Gemara is quoting Rava, who is Machmir Yoser Bichvodo, and therefore he only allowed throwing into the Mayan, but not to really cut up this Kina. That's not kvodo. Rashi, on the other hand, Devir Maskel Makatea learns that we're talking about Shabbos, and even Rava holds that you're allowed to kill them, but Agav Urcha, he tells me a new din with regard to Shabbos, that it's also kvodo, not to kill them, not even to be mole them, and that would apply even on Chol, and therefore he just throws them into the water. Amalu Rav Nachman live Nase. He told his daughters on Shabbos, K'tolon, kill the Kinim. V'yashmi'inali kola de sanvisi. And you will be able to be mashmi'a me. I will be able to hear the call, the voices of my enemies, kishehein nerogim, when they are killed. And apparently he did this in order that they should have a need to kill the Kinim Derech Nekama, and that would make it into Melacha Tzricha L'Gufa. Shebeloze Rak Rotze Shelo Yafriulo. Sounds like Rav Nachman is identifying these Kinim as his enemies, and kill them so I can hear the sound of the death of my enemies. But basically he's telling them to kill, he's telling his daughters, instruct them to kill these Kinim on Shabbos, because he wants the paskin like the Shita, that it's Mutar Larog Kinim b'Shabbos. And by telling them specifically to kill them because they are his enemies, that makes into a Melacha Tzricha L'Gufa, and he wanted to teach them that Halacha is like Beis Hillel, who says that Mutar Larog Kinim b'Shabbos. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer ein hargam es hamacholes, which is a kina b'Shabbos. Divrei Beit Shammai, Beisil matirim, Beisil say you're allowed to kill a kina b'Shabbos. And the reason for that is, the Gemara is going to explain later, that we derive from Leches HaMishkan, then in Tehillos Yishama was with Elim Me'adomim, Dafka Mashadome Le'elim Me'adomim Sheparim Ve'ravim Asulera, Gakina She'ena Par Ve'rava Ela Shoretzes Mibsar Adam. It's kind of like a spontaneous generation. L'kach Mutar L'Hargan. There's no period of a Rivi. Beit Shammai hold that we derive from Elim Adamim that Netilas Nisham is Asur on Shabbos, and Kol Dover Sheshbo Netilas Nisham is Asur, even if it's not Para Verov. Now this whole discussion about whether Kinim is Para Verov or not in contemporary life, that we've disproven the theory of spontaneous generation, this is a long discussion for an Ian Shear, and that's about whether halacha changes, if our scientific knowledge changes. That's an interesting topic of discussion. V'chein hayu Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer mishum Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, regarding this machlokes shim Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel, an additional din ein mishadchin es atinokos li'ores, that on Shabbos we don't make zivugim of young men with young women on Shabbos. We don't do this, and we're not allowed to get involved in shiduchim on Shabbos. And the word shiduch is based on a pasuk in Shoftim, Vatishko ta'aretz shemetagninim v'shiducha ara, hasheket hamenucha she'isha motzeis bebeis baila, as the pasuk says in Rus, u'matz'an menucha isha beis isha. Now, what exactly is the nature of the Isur? We'll see as we go along. Velo, we don't give Esatino Klolamdo Sefer. Velo Lolamdo Umonus. And all this is derived, whether it's Meshadchim Esatinokus, which is also, whether it's Limud with a Malamed to set it up, or with someone who's going to teach you Umnis or teach your son Umnis. All this is a violation of the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Im Tashiv Mi Shabbos Raglechom Im Tzoch Hevtzech V'daber Dovar. That also L'daber B'Shabbos Divrei Chol Asos Chafotzov. All that in Asiyas Chafotzov is prohibited on Shabbos. V'Eim Menachem Avelim. We don't do Nichva Avelim on Shabbos. V'Eim Mevakum Cholim B'Shabbos. We don't visit the sick, because that would get us sick. We identify and commiserate with the person who's sick. All this is Divrei Beit Shammai, Beit Sil Matirim, Beit Sil Matir, all of these, because they hold only Heftzecha is Asur, and that's Hefte Adam, that's Asur. But Dvarim Elu, all those on this list are Hefte Shamayim, because they're all for the sake of a mitzvah, and therefore it's Mutter, and there's nothing unacceptable about the Dibur in these cases. Now it's interesting that it says Tino Kolamdo Sefer. Rav Salvech used to always say that Sefer means Torah Shebichsav, because you're allowed to hire a teacher and pay him money for teaching Torah Shebichsav. With regard to Torah Shebal Peh, we have a din of Ma'an Nibachim Afatobachim. And certainly Lamdo Umnis, you're allowed to pay him. And yet the Gemara says, according to Beis Hillel, it's mutter to set this up on Shabbos, because that's not called Heftzicha, but rather it's Heftzi Shemaim, because the father is in charge of guaranteeing that his son has an umnus. And as far as Shiduch Tinokos is concerned, that is a mitzvah of marriage, of period of Arivia. So we're here on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph Tanu Rabbanon, which is two lines up before the end of the Amud, and the Mitzvah will cover that tomorrow.